An exploration of a medieval stronghold.
Well, here we are at Arundel Castle. We've just arrived, pouring with rain, which has probably curtailed some of the activities today. But we're going to go in and find out exactly what's going on. So we've just come in through the main entrance, and already accosting me is a couple of strange-looking medieval-looking guys with guns and what have you. Musket guns. Is that a musket gun?
It's a musket, sir.
What's your name and what do you do?
I'm Nicholas Marshall. I'm with the Sealed Knot.
Are you? And are you guarding here in case any nasty people come in?
Indeed.
Protecting
garrisoning the castle.
Garrisoning?
Yes, garrisoning the castle against besiegers.
Could you describe what you're wearing? Because you don't look like you're in modern garb.
No, certainly not. I'm wearing start-up boots, trews, leather belt top, and just basically for protection. And I'm wearing woolen calico because that's all we had in the day. I'm also equipped with a sword and a musket.
And what sort of period of time are you from, sir?
We're looking at the 17th century. It's the 1640s we're portraying.
And
the English Civil War.
English Civil War. So who are you expecting to come and raid on us at any minute?
The parliamentarians. They're due at any time.
Are they? And are you going to see them off?
Indeed we will.
Good
we have
you.
A fine castle. We will see them off.
The castle has a long history, and the story begins many years before the English Civil War. After the Norman conquest in 1066, William the Conqueror, now King William of England, divided the southern county of Sussex into six areas, curiously called rapes, although the exact origin of the word is not clear. Each rape included one important town: Chichester, Arundel, Bramber, Lewes, Pevensey, and Hastings. They also commanded a harbour or river and a stronghold, a castle.
It is a splendid fine castle. You've got a co-patriot here standing over here who doesn't look quite as protected as you.
No, he's a pikeman. He actually protects me.
Oh, does he?
We do the shooting and he stands in front of us to take all the shot from the other side.
Oh, right. So cattle fogger.
He's not quite as impressive as he usually is.
So let's find out. Who are you, sir?
I'm Dickon Burge.
And you're with the Sealed Knot as well, presumably.
As well, yeah.
Can you describe what you're... Because you're quite tall as well, aren't you? Quite imposing, really, actually. Now I've come closer to you.
Actually,
you certainly don't. So what are you wearing?
It
looks warm.
Nick, my colleague. It's rather warm, yes. I mean, when you put the armour on and when you're in the pipe block, you do tend to sweat a lot as well. I mean, you come off dripping wet, so it's extremely warm. I mean, so it's quite good to be inside, because when you go out in the rain, you cool down.
Yes, of course. Now, you've got a rather smart helmet. How does that protect you?
It protects me because when we're actually in the pike block, obviously, you imagine there's 16-foot pikes. You've got them poking all over in all kinds of directions, and that obviously protects your head from being wounded from the pike. And obviously, when the pike block falls over, you don't want
the last thing you want to happen, isn't it?
Yes, it's very painful. I mean, it happened to me once, and I had the entire block fall over on top of me, and I actually got my leg stuck underneath the other pike, and I couldn't move, and I just had 40 men fall on top of me. It wasn't very
Were you okay?
Yeah, I was fine.
Oh,
yeah.
You enjoyed it,
bruised
didn't
you? Bruised and battered and, got up for the next push.
Much of the existing castle seen today is the result of the 18th and 19th century reconstruction. A mixture of Gothic and medieval styles built purely for looks by the Victorians. And indeed, it certainly does look pretty, high up on its raised position in the heart of Sussex. But within its walls, the older parts of the castle still survive. The keep, motte and bailey are extremely well preserved, along with its curious and unique history.
So we're now just coming up to the keep, and the lights just flashed on and off. What are you thinking about the castle so far, Jim?
It's quite good, isn't it? And it's very well designed inside. You expected it to be a bit more, medievalish. But this is a very posh castle. The inside is very ornate, lovely vaulted ceilings. Stonework is beautiful. But I think this must have been in another build.
Yes, I don't think this is part really of the original, or if it is, it's based on the original, because it seems incredible condition. But we're going through narrow corridors and now coming up to another set of steps which take us up a little bit further. You're now entering the ancient part of the castle. And here we can see a marked difference in the wall already. We've got the flint and stone building away from this very modern looking cut stone.
One year after the Battle of Hastings, when a poor Anglo-Saxon king by the name of Harold lost an eye and was defeated by the Norman invasion, a rich and powerful man from Normandy was summoned by the new King William and ordered to build a castle along the River Arran. Earl Roger de Montgomery founded the castle at Arundel on Christmas Day in 1067. The design was the classic Mott and Bailey type castle, but planned with two baileys rather than the typical single baileys of the Norman period. And originally it was made from timber, as most castles were.
Afternoon, chaps. Or morning.
Morning.
What part of the castle are we at the moment?
This is the keep.
Is it the keep?
The medieval keep.
And the bit that we're walking across is a sort of bridge to the keep, is it?
Certainly is.
Is it?
Yes.
And you're not tourists, are you?
We're not from round here.
Are you not? No. You're not parliamentarians, are you?
Oh, no.
Oh, thank goodness for that, because we know that apparently they're going to turn up any minute.
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, we've got to be on our guard then.
Exactly, there was a guard at the gate. Can you describe who you are and what you're doing? You're carrying a great big long pole, aren't you?
I am, yes.
What's your role in protection of the castle?
I'm the regimental ensign, so they're here to protect me as well as...
Oh, are they? Oh, excellent. And you, sir?
I'm the pike commander.
You're the pike commander?
I am indeed.
Are you like, you're in charge then?
Well, of the pikemen at least, yes.
At least.
Yes. So, well, I pretend to be in charge.
How many pikemen are there today?
We just have 12, a very small garrison today, just to keep guard. But when our full regiment swells, we can have at least 40 pikemen.
And how many parliamentarians would you expect to be sort of invading?
Oh, around these parts, yes. None at all.
Oh, so we're going to be quite safe.
We're totally safe. They'd be foolish to come this way.
Fantastic. Well, with a nice commander like you and these fine body of men lounging around against the crenellations there, awesome. I'm sure we'd be perfectly safe.
Indeed. You certainly are.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Arundel Castle is open to the public and often has historic displays and reenactment companies keeping its history alive. We shall be discovering more about them in this brief exploration.
Well, we're going to go and venture up now into the keep and try and keep ourselves a bit warmer and drier.
Oh, that was corny.
Thank you. Oh, sorry, Georgie. So the keep here is on top of the Mott, and right at the base of the keep there's a number of stairs here. I don't know if there's 39 steps, but we're going to climb up to the big old castle of the keep.
See how it would be quite easily defended. It's up on a quite a steep hill here, and there's only one way up these steps, so it's easier to shoot down than it is to shoot up. Of course, so defence. Well, we say shoot, of course, it meant before guns. So defence is quite easy.
And shooting arrows, of course, yes. So Jim.
Oh, look at that! That's really old.
I'm glad that your descriptions, powers of descriptions, have failed you as much as mine have. As we look back down here, we can see, I don't know quite how many feet we are above sea level up here in the keep, but it is fairly high. And you get, not that I can see a huge amount because the castle is obscuring my view, but you could get a good vantage here of the Sussex plains right down to the coast on a clear day. And it's not a clear day, it's very misty and raining today, but on a clear day, and of course the River Arran, which would have been a lot bigger, wider, and the sea was much closer in those days.